Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The 40 blessed days of Prophet Musa's journey to Allah that began at the start of Dhul-Qa'da are now coming to an end. But it's still not too late. The last 10 days that we have just entered are the peak. Allah has blessed us with these days to correct our mistakes, to turn back, to find our purpose in life. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. These are the days in which the Hajjis become muhrim, training themselves to avoid certain things in order to reach a greater goal. Fasting, which is also recommended, is a practice of this very same logic. Restrain yourself to achieve more. Essentially, reaching higher levels in life requires certain sacrifices. Islam has drawn out that which must be avoided and that which must be acted upon. If we learn these and act upon them, we will achieve greater goals. Surah Taghabun, Ayah 16, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah beautifully says, be God wary. Observe all of Allah's instructions to your capacity. Full effort. Listen, obey, and give charity for your own selves. And finally, whosoever controls the whim and greed of their nafs, they will be the successful ones.